Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Baby book.
Welcome back. Always like this time we get together. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now, VP of Alliances and Head of Polling for Numbers USA, Jim Robb. Thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it.
You bet, Ryan. Happy to be here.
So I wanted to go back to the 2020 election, which essentially I think sums up the campaign for Joe Biden. When he was on The Breakfast Club, he said, if you don't know who you're voting for, then you ain't black. And I think a lot of people looked at that and said, oh, wow, OK, you're just flat out saying it now. So now here we are in 2024. Joe Biden is out. You have Kamala Harris in. You have former President Barack Obama going to these, I guess it was black voters for Kamala Harris rallies and speaking to the kids that are there, the young voters, saying essentially like, hey, come on now, you know what you are. So this is the way you have to vote, you know, basically seeing it in a very dulled up special way. Now, Politico reports that Latino support for Vice President Kamala Harris isn't where it needs to be. And some of the quotes in that, if Democrats aren't worried about her performance among Latino voters, they probably should. So here's the next thing. How long will it take for Joe Biden to go out and say, well, if you don't know who you're voting for, then you ain't Latino?
Well, yeah, the problem is, obviously, their grip on black voters is lessening bit by bit, but their grip on Hispanic voters is sliding downhill. It's like a California mudslide at this point, right? So, in the Republican Party was almost hysterical after Romney was defeated because they only got 27% of the Hispanic vote. Okay, so that was low. And it was much lower than it had been just a couple of elections before. So Republicans were rightly concerned. But they, at that point, they did the exact wrong thing. They decided what we need to do to get the Hispanic vote in the future is be more open borders. So that's when they sent that big Senate Gang of Eight bill in 2013 and 14. You'll remember that, in which it was like a full amnesty and doubling legal immigration. And they thought they did all that just to get the Hispanic vote. Well, that because of Numbers USA and our allies, that bill was defeated. It would have been terrible for America. But Trump turned the script upside down because he figured correctly that Hispanic voters are Americans. They're not some foreign presence in America, and they want the same thing Americans want. They want safe streets. They want good schools. They want good paying jobs for themselves, and they want safe borders. They want orderly borders. They don't want high immigration. So, at Numbers USA, we've been polling with our polling partners Rasmussen for more than a decade, and we talked to thousands of Hispanic voters every year, and we found that Hispanic voters hate illegal immigration because it hurts them worse than any other group, because with all these people coming in under the Biden administration from south of the border, because Biden basically stopped all Trump's policies and failed to put any of his own policies in place, so it was just chaos down there, as we all know. So millions come. And this hurts the Hispanic voters more than others, because these people coming in, they're competing for the same jobs, the same housing. They're driving up the cost of things. And there's a certain amount of crime that's coming up, and that's making streets less safe. So obviously this is irritating Hispanic voters. Now, we're seeing this in polling, Brian. So, and Joe Biden got, well, Trump in the last presidential election, 2020, got about 37 or 38% of the Hispanic vote, which was way more than he did the first time. And then in 2022, the Republican share of the Hispanic vote went up to 39%. Mm-hmm. And now it's continuing to rise, and the Democratic share is continuing to fall even faster than the Republican is rising. We have a new poll out about a week ago from USA Today, and it shows in Nevada, Hispanic man, 18 to 34 years of age, Trump, 53%. Harris, 40%.
Wow.
Arizona, same poll. Hispanic men, 18 to 34. Trump, 51%. Harris, 39%. So we're seeing we've talked about why people are turning the way they are. But a couple of the interesting wrinkles is in the white voter group, you think of younger voters as being the most liberal. It's not always true, but there's a truth in it, right? But in the Hispanic group, the younger voters are turning more conservative and more Republican, especially the men. And I think this has got tremendous upside for the Republican Party in the years to come. And it's about a lot of things. Hispanics tend to be family oriented, as everyone mm-hmm. knows, and doesn't mean they're some kind of supermen who have no problems and no flaws, but they tend to put family values at a pretty high premium, right? And Republicans always are talking about family values, stressing families, so they're listening to that. Hispanics may be a bit more religious than white people in general, and religious voters of every ethnicity vote more Republicans, starkly so. It's dramatic. In fact, religiosity, meaning how often you practice your religion, is the leading single indicator of how likely you are to vote Republican.
Wow.
This is something that's not well known, but it is well documented. So if you go to church at least a couple of times a month, you know, you're sort of like a sort of regular, you're in this country, you're much more than 50% likely to vote Republican. And if you never go, you're only maybe 30-35% likely to vote Republican.
Wow.
So that's a dramatic difference in every ethnicity.
That's amazing. And I know we got to go, and we're getting close to top of the hour news. People wanted to look you up online. Where can they find you?
Right. NumbersUSA.com. We've got tons of information about immigration, like the illegal immigration that Biden has led in. And then my book on Hispanic voting trends is called Political Migrants, Hispanic Voters on the Move. Political Migrants. You can find that on Amazon.com.
Very telling, you know, and maybe this could be one of the big things that pushes this upcoming election. Jim Robb, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. We're going to have not Sue's news, but Fred's news coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.